I'm Sue Lincoln. This is Insight, and my guest today is former Governor Kathleen Blanco. For each of us, the Katrina experience was very personal. For you, that personal experience often had to take a backseat to the public experience. Now, 10 years later, what memory stands out from the rest, as in, that was Katrina for me?
I walked into a shelter with President Bush, as a matter of fact. It was important for him to come and to touch people. They wanted to know that their president cared. They wanted to know that their governor cared. And my staff wanted me to stay close to the president. That's where all the cameras were. And I did for a courteous amount of time. I told my staff, I said, listen, I've been hearing things, and I've got to get more information. So I'm going to backtrack, and I'm going to go talk to a couple of these people. And one was a woman whose son had been away at camp in Mississippi when the evacuation notices went out. And she started driving toward Mississippi to get him. In the meantime, someone in Mississippi at the camp had given him a ride back to New Orleans, and they crossed paths not knowing. She got to the camp, found it deserted, and she could not get back into New Orleans because all traffic was going out. And she was worried sick about her son, not knowing where he was. As it turned out, she lived near a VA center. And she said every time she walked past there, the people in the center had been extremely nice and always said hello to her. So she told her son, she was a single mother, and she said, her son was about 14, if you're ever in trouble, you go there. Those are good people. They can help you. He made his way home and spent the night with the hurricane blowing. He slept through the whole thing and awoke in the morning and realized that, you know, his mother hadn't returned, and he actually made his way to the VA center. So this mother had been in the shelter for about 3 weeks, having no idea where her son was. And she was one shaken female. She was just beside herself. She told me her story, and we took the clues from that information. As it turned out, he was with the VA in Alexandria. We located him by that evening. It took a few hours. I asked the state police if they could ferry him in. And that evening, I delivered him to the shelter to his mother, who was so filled with tearful joyfulness. You know, it was just the most beautiful homecoming.
And you wanted that same relief, reunion, and homecoming for everyone, right?
It was so big. Everyone had been taken down, rich, poor, and everybody in between. I thought I needed to have the role of looking forward, looking past today's difficulties, and looking to the future to see what actually needed to be done to establish a rational recovery. And so these big policies that had to become established became quite important if we were going to pull ourselves out of today's misery and move to tomorrow's glory. And it was hard because not many people could understand the early decisions. I'm not sure what they expected, but of course, no decisions in those early days were perfect in their minds until, say, 10 years later.
Thank you.